Okay, I've got 1:35. We'll reconvene in open session. Picking back up with items that we think we might be able to reduce. Okay, I'll go back to non-departmental. And if we're looking for something to reduce, think we can do that within IT maintenance, but it is at the I just don't know that we will be able to afford any of the proposals for contract services. And that's okay, as long as we hold our spending to the same levels.
Good one. Crash, you broke on me. I didn't hear what you were saying. So what would you say?
You don't want to go get Julie's out of the truck again. I actually got some fake ones out there, baby blue.
Sorry about that, Judge. My glasses broke on me.
Let me get this straight. Your glasses broke, so you couldn't hear me.
I could hear you, Judge.
Okay.
Your
glasses broke.
I know you're not departmental.
But you couldn't hear me.
Well, I was trying to catch my. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just blended there. No, there's a potential to cut 150 out of what is currently reflected in the IT piece. But I think that may put us at jeopardy of not being able to contract for any or not be able to have any contracted IT. And provided that we don't go over what we've allocated, I mean,
Well, I kind of like we go through this thing, make cuts, recommendations, and we go back, and then we program in, and then if we need to, we can address. I think as we try to make cuts everywhere, that's a good point to start. And then we look at it, and if other people feel differently about it, we can definitely see. But I agree with you. I mean, you think, I understand we're not be able to do the IT. Go out for somebody, so. So 150 there.
What we don't know is what we don't know.
Exactly. But to start, so take 150,000 out of IT.
Yes.
So that's actually a reduction from last year's budget.
Yes.
So we're proposing an overall decrease even from last year's. We don't want to get an IT management company, I guess.
Well, I want to, but
we've
got to cut.
Correct.
And so that becomes a cut.
Yes, the places you can pay balance you want to look at the cut.
There's still the two open positions with the district clerks. I've already taken the bailiff vehicles, took those off.
Mm-hmm.
Next big area puts us back at the jail. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus. It's not. I'm just saying, identifying the areas where there's something that the numbers are large enough that they will have an impact if we cut. And I'm asking this because I don't know. Can you get by with any less on medical hygiene?
So the problem with medical comes back to what I was talking about. Right now they're at 92. And I think when our contract is up, I believe they'll show me it's up in November, but they're going to come back with a 130 price, which is going to raise it significantly. That's the only reason why I'm doing such an increase in there is to protect us budget time. We don't run over. And I'm basing that probably that increase is there. Do we put out RFPs? I mean, I'm afraid that we put out RFPs and the cheapest we're going to get is going to be over a million. That would be my other concern. Depends on how we want to play where we're at. I think we're currently at that spending threshold. I haven't looked at the numbers today on what we spent versus our budget of 400,000. But I think it's going to be right on the money. Do you think, Mr. Wood?
I'd have to agree with you, sir. Yeah. See where we're at in this moment in time.
But add another 250,000. Again, that's based on what are they going to come back with in November. I would say that if you wanted to cut 100, 150,000 out of that and hope that they only raise it by 100, then we'd be fine. But again, that's a hope. Yeah. Everything else, the repairs and maintenance, we're already over budget on that. The utilities is for everybody, not just the jail, but that entire complex. And I think that's right on. The training and physicals, we're going to run out of money on that this year, for sure. The only other thing that we could cut is the radios, but I mean, those are, I mean, you heard Mr. Wood, Mr. Belt. You know, we don't have any. You know, the safety and security of our people, we talked about that number. Somebody says, I don't have the equipment that I need. I think the check on the being sued is going to be higher than what it would cost to get radios. Jail supplies, we go over on that every year. I think I have 4,000 left. The janitorial, that covers the entire building and the jail and all the kitchen supplies. Food for inmate, we've already visited. And I think we're right at that number with the increase. We didn't ask for any increase in linens and bedding. And I think that's where we're at, is medical and hygiene. When we start talking about cutting.
I don't disagree.
How many vehicles do you have on him for the sheriff's office? I'm sorry. Forgot.
How many?
Any other vehicles? Any of you?
We're talking about over the course of this year? At seven.
Seven, that's what I saw.
Yeah.
Right. I was thinking about putting that and financing that, and then rolling that E-Force, the tasers, all that stuff under that SB-22. It's going to come up with about a penny right there.
But if we, there are certain.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll fit.
Mr. Wood and I have been, discussing that, and there's some of it's very clear, and then there's some gray.
Yeah, I mean, the tasers would be for enforcement. That's for.
I believe tasers would fit the bill.
And I
don't think the software.
I don't know if
it fits. Well,
I think it's certain. I think it's certain software that states in the.
I'm all for that. In fact, I suggested that Mr. Wood before.
Yeah.
But.
So we're jumping kind of a little bit. If we went from 650 to 600.
I would say 550 would be good. I mean, to be fair. I'm just concerned that when I go back, that we'll have to do a budget amendment and move some stuff out of other areas in November if it happens. And we could absolutely revisit it then, if they come up with more money than what we have allocated. If that makes sense. If we drop that to 550, that's still $150,000 increase.
They get you a quote on what they're going to charge you.
Well, I have not reached out to them only because, like I said, I don't want.
If they
don't go up, I don't want to give them a big red flag that says, "Hey, you didn't go up on us last."
You don't want to call there.
You might want to look at that.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, too, because they're really wanting to keep our business, and we really want to keep them. I don't think we could find anybody any cheaper, to be honest with you.
Overall, it still would be an increase for them.
Absolutely. And that's something that, again, if we were to look at, and let me change the page here. If we were to look at the total amount I requested, 650, and you took $100,000 out of that, that's still $150,000 increase over where it was last year. Or even if you wanted to make it to 150 and leave $100,000 increase in there, if that's doable. And then I think when we get that, then I can negotiate that, right? And say, look, I know you want to go up. I got $100,000 budget. That's all you're going to get this year. Either that or you're not going to have our business, one or the other.
You think you can work within those parameters?
Well, that's a hit.
I'm sorry, sir.
You think you can work within that parameter, though, if you've got, because again, so if you're looking at the current contract and they said they were going to go up or, approximate amount, that'd be a 25% increase.
Yeah.
At 100,000.
Well, I know when we asked for the guy that was in our jail, the bedbound gentleman, when we asked for that nurse, we were currently at 100 under nurse's salary, like 135,000 or whatever it was. And it went to 295 just off of that one request. So that's kind of what I based that number on, with them moving up. That doesn't give us 24-hour nursing at all.
Let's, for this go round, let's leave you at 550. Because that's a, as we go through this, if everybody's bleeding a little bit, then maybe we can preserve, some sanity and some security in some areas. So,
I think I told you before, you give me a number, I'm absolutely going to do the best that I can to make it work. And I understand that everybody's going to bleed before it's over with, but I don't want to be the one sitting in the back of the cutthroat and everybody else is smiling,
Okay.
So all that pay right there, take $100,000.
Yeah. Program it at 550. Okay, then I don't think there's really anything to be gained out of precincts 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, they're so the next one becomes Sheriff's Department. So the big ticket items really become new positions. Equipment for SWAT and tasers. And software.
I don't understand, like, the automobiles. Why? I mean, I know why, but if we're going to purchase them with Senate bill money, or we purchase them, just buying to at least purchase, why is it showing the 500,000? I mean, I know you have to have it somewhere, but that not going to go with this tax rate if we purchase the car.
Correct. It's not going to, but the funding mechanism from that is built in here.
Yeah.
So
but it should still shoot. Is it still going against the tax rate? Well, right now it's showing that it is.
No.
It's not?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's showing, and I've had this philosophical question with Wood, and I believe the judge is, it's misleading when you put that expense in the sheriff's office, because it looks like they're increasing their budget by 23 or whatever percent. When you take the $500,000 out, it really affects that percentage. When I say you take it out, when you offset it, it's not offset in the spreadsheet.
They still are increasing, but it's being compensated somewhere else. Right. It's still an increase to their normal budget.
Right.
If that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
You know, if you go spend the $500,000, but I give it to you next week, you still spend it. You still increase your normal expenditures, I guess you'd say.
Now the one option I can't believe I'm saying this. Mr. Wood, you're about to jump through over your desk and choke me. The option, what's that? The option is to use a portion or all of SB 22 against salaries. And then, like Commissioner Matthews said, then the vehicle piece of it would become a lease. So we're shifting that expenditure down the road, and we're putting it out over time. But there's a massive amount of paperwork that goes into applying these towards salaries.
Is it the same if you used it towards overtime or anything like that? Is it still the
Yeah, you still got it.
I mean, I got that. I mean, but salaries would be, I would think, a little bit more extensive.
It's
all the same.
A semi, if, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Wood, this year you guys tried to expense that over a lot of individuals, not just, you know, the way it's, you know, spread out is there was a bunch of people, and the problem when they're doing it is you got people who leave, you've got people who
promoted, demoted.
So I was already, you know, thinking of that too. I would entertain the discussion of utilizing SB 22 for the what it is intended to do, and that is to hire new positions.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it, I mean, it's either new positions or law enforcement supplies,
yeah.
And they're kind of narrow on their supplies. So the fully burdened portion of two new deputies, it's 90,000 plus incentives. You can probably kind of do that in your head. Did you say it's like 15%?
Well, I mean, you got to take the security, retirement.
Right, that's what I'm saying for biddies.
I think retirement's around 10%. The Social Security is 7.65%.
Okay, so 17.
Depending on what health insurance is.
Yeah.
That's roughly
$10,000
for the low plan right now.
Yeah.
Employee only. With their low plan of employee only.
One of the
somewhere between 110 and 120,000 is what two fully burdened deputies would run against the SB 22 if you just said just those two only. Now, predicated on them hiring those individuals in a certain amount of time
and obtaining and keeping a full house too.
Right. Well, you wouldn't have to. I mean, keeping those two on board would be the.
Well, let's just say you have 30 employees, and that's your full house number. Yeah. It was at 28, you raised it to 2. If one leaves, then you're at 29. So do you really have your new position filled? I guess it becomes a way of looking at it creatively.
Okay, and you've got us in a total that we don't know. So when you designate who you're going to charge SB 22 the salary, you don't do it against all 30, do you? You're not current this year, you're not doing it against all 30, are you?
I'm being. There's some individuals in there that I question who would really meet the requirements of this.
So you're spreading, no wonder it's a lot of work. So you're spreading it out over all the employees. Wow, you think that's a requirement? That seems like a lot of.
Yeah, I mean, how else would you track it? If I came in and got audited by somebody, and they'd say, well, how did you come up with $15,000 for this guy? Because it's just the portion of their raise.
Right. But if the intent is to hire new deputies and at that minimum amount of rate, that's what they gave us, the SB 22. So I don't know why you couldn't allocate it to those two 100%.
You can, but if those two are not employed for the entire 365 days, then you only get that portion of the time that they were employed, even though you have others that you could probably then say, well, we're going to have them fulfill those duties. They were pre-existing. And then what I think Mr. Wood is, I don't know if you've seen his spreadsheet, but it all goes back to baseline salary for positions of when we first started. And it's the difference. And so some employees have had more increases that we can absorb than other employees. But again, do they meet the, you know, intent of the bill as far as what their position is? It is. I agree. If we're going to look at offsetting some of it, I think the first 120 gets allocated to those deputy positions, the two new. I believe that is very clearly within the scope.
And in a perfect world, by October 1, he's got those two deputies on, and they stay the entire year.
Yes.
In a perfect world.
So,
and then it's pretty darn fairly clean at that point. You're not having to
bounce. You think the Maxon would count in that? I mean, it's got to do with safety.
The Ezra Maxon? Yes, they were applying that currently.
Okay.
There's a gray line on the software deal.
Yeah.
They allowed the body worn cameras, which does have a software piece to it. So we're in the light thinking on this Ezra Maxon.
Okay.
Yeah, because you, I mean, you look it up, it doesn't.
No.
It just says software.
Yeah, I think what they're meaning by their software is maybe this, like the E-Force software. They probably, I hate to sound pessimistic, that they might shoot that part down, but I'm not sure.
I mean, I look at it, they want more deputies on the road, use that for enforcement. But that's
and maybe that's already been covered. Maybe.
I don't know.
Might be one of their FAQs on their website.
It's just keeping up with all that's a full time job. It is. I recognize it. That's why I was, you know, I was just doing everything to avoid against salaries, because I know it's a. If and only if, you know, we can somehow simplify it.
Yeah.
In a perfect world, would that work? We had two new deputies.
That was great, yes.
Hired by October 1st. Started October 1st. Yeah. We held them all year long. It would be just fairly easy. Do they cover benefits in that, or is it just salary?
It's just the incremental benefits that are attached to the salary portion. So it would just be your Social Security and your retirement. Either for the full salary amount or the raise portion, depending on whether it was a new.
So Social Security and are included in that.
Yes.
So we could.
I wanna say that health insurance is not.
So. Okay. Okay. It theoretically cover most of it.
Yes, sir.
And right here it says overtime is not eligible.
Yeah.
If I'm reading this right,
it's just a raised portion.
Raised portion.
Of their base salary.
Yeah.
Or the whole salary is the new employees.
All right.
Okay, so it was 7. I thought we were on 5 vehicles. I know we beat this guy. We beat this 7. We beat this horse. Average price.
The only reason why we're asking for 7 is because we didn't get vehicles last year.
Right.
Our maintenance is not the roof right now. I think we're like 30-something thousand in the whole deal. A couple transmissions falling off.
Average. We've asked this question. Average price of a. What do you get?
The trucks are $69,400. $67.35. I want to say $70,000. Yeah.
But that's the number I thought I had in my head was 70, but that's completely outfitted.
Yes.
So you're talking about, again, my Gatesville math would be 7 times 7, 490,000.
I'll get you a better number here in just a minute, Judge. I think
I've got them all right here.
Okay. Yeah, I think Lieutenant Summers, I think he got a better price. I think he might have got a different, another quote that may be a little bit less than that. Still going to be around that 490 something range, but I think it's
$573,000.
I mean, there's going to be some incremental changes depending on how that vehicle is used and what we do pricing out. When we look at buying vehicles, we go with what do we use? What is the most upfitted vehicle that we have, right? And that's what the number we use in purchasing. Some of them may not have cages per se, so or other equipment. So there could be a slight increase, but typically it's never more than, you know, $1,500,000, depending on what a cage or a push pump costs, you know.
All right, well, just rough math, so you can kind of follow along what I'm tallying up here, is if we put the two new deputies, I just rounded up and called that $120,000. The air cards, S3 piece of it at $80,000. And then if you did the tasers at $25,000, puts you at $225,000. And if you're drawing down SB22, that leaves $275,000 in the SB22 pot. Is there anything else that we can compensate for? With SB22.
Well, then that would leave roughly room for 40.
You'd be just shy of 40.
Yeah.
Well, but this is what Commissioner Matthews is saying. I hope I'm interpreting you right. Right. We kind of get a pass this year on if we lease those vehicles. So you're getting $500,000 in, and the vehicles become the lease piece. There's a financial gain. So use the words I'm trying to use, Matthew. I mean, I can't say it the right way. About if we lease the vehicles versus and utilize SB22 to fill the new position in any equipment, if we could expense all of that $500,000, we're reducing the amount of tax dollars going into this particular budget, even though the expenses are staying the same. And then from a vehicle standpoint, if we leased those, then we're projecting that expense out over the next 5-6 budgets, whatever.
Are we talking a lease or lease to purchase?
Lease to purchase. Okay.
It would change some of your debt numbers on Mr. Carruthers' calculation.
But they wouldn't change them until next year. Wouldn't change this year.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm always thinking ahead because, you know, you're going to lose. If we don't, and trust me, I don't like raising rates any, but if you don't gain some now, you're going to step back, and you're going to continue stepping back, and you're going to continue nickel and diming every daggum department that there is, you know, and before you know it, you're not going to have a building to put a roof on. I mean, it's just how it is.
Oh, I'm right there. I'm resigned that we're not going to live on the 4-4, whatever.
But
4-4-8-2. We're not. I knew that when I did this.
I mean, you gotta look.
There's no way that we can.
I didn't go back 2 years and look at capital improvement stuff, but you know, when you go from $1 million to $500,000 down to zero, I mean, you're not getting ahead. Not when you're keeping 39 campuses up.
Yeah. But you're just stealing from one and putting it in another. And yes, this is good. This is what we got to talk about because we're gonna.
So, is there a place where we can identify to use 275?
Well, I think that there's, I mean, it's there's under the SWAT in there an extra 20. I mean, because that's all for every bit of that was also for equipment. Yeah, the tasers, which was separate, right?
Yes.
And then I think there was 20,000 we'd put in there for. New shields.
About 120,000 for law enforcement equipment, and I mean it. I did read that it includes all that. Somewhere in here, to find,
yeah. I mean, I'd love to see if we could find enough supplies and equipment to cover the whole thing. You know,
the law enforcement supplies were only asking for 75,000. That's only a 5,000 increase from last year.
Right. Okay, so
you could always, well, if you wanted to spend that 275, you can put it all on, maybe all of it on the SWAT deal, just jump them up 2 or 3 years in one shot.
Well, need it for others.
Well, on the sheriff's department, there's 120,000.
Right.
Is that on your sheet?
Well, they took
it's the last item.
Yeah, we 20 out of, well, for SWAT.
Right.
They will move it in its own lineup.
Right.
So that brings its total to
100, yeah,
89.79, right, which is the 75 they requested.
And then the taser 25,000.
I know, I'm just talking about round numbers.
Yeah.
You know, if you could use it all for law enforcement equipment, there's 120,000.
Oh,
you
right,
know what I'm saying?
All right. Let's go to the sheriff's office and look at,
you know,
starting at office supplies.
I can read it. I got it written down. Y'all trying to trick me over there.
No, we just want to make sure we're on the same page. Yeah. Or, where are we starting at?
We're on two. And by the way, this is, I'm not talking about any reductions. I'm talking about just what use.
Absolutely.
I think the conversation here, if I can wrap it up, is can we find enough expenses in our budget such that we can expense the entire SB22, including two new deputies.
And correct me anytime I'm wrong, but I think if we use law enforcement supplies to be covered out of an SB22, we have to show each one of those items that we purchased. Is that not correct?
The receipt.
The receipt.
Yeah.
The receipt for every one of those.
Okay. Well, what about the radios in the jail?
Yeah.
Safety. Just kind of spitballing.
You got to follow. The ultimate goal is we can get to the 500 and other stuff. Then we finance the vehicles and spread that out over time.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Yep.
So,
third in the drill.
We got law enforcement. I'm going to include the SWAT because I don't have it broken up yet. Should be 120,000. Canine supplies? No. Okay. Wild animal control, no. Canine donations. No provision for uniforms, I would assume.
I'm sure, sir.
It is a safety feature.
No, it's a good thing. I mean, they need you. I'm just.
I'm sorry, sir.
Hold on. That's okay. So we don't know if uniforms could be expense. Or would that be a total stretch?
I'd have to look deeper into the rules.
Okay. Well, let's go for the easy ones.
I don't think it breaks down and says uniforms. I think it says equipment.
Right.
He is a little bit different. Yours is broke out, isn't it? Your list of everything that
your list on
is broke out?
Too.
Yeah.
I just go to the comptroller's website.
Oh, that's that side.
I still have the list.
I got it.
Okay. But they got a FAQ in there, frequently asked questions.
Okay.
And a lot of counties have asked similar questions too.
Got you. And that information might be there. And if not, the guy was at our conference and said, email him if there's any questions we won't have. Action.
Okay. To recap what I have. Two new employees at 120. 84 air cards, that SRE piece. 20 for SWAT, 25 for tasers, 25 for jail radios, 75 for law enforcement supplies. That brings us to 345.
You want to be aware, sir?
How can we spend $500,000?
Oh, sir, I can write you.
That's what I was mentioning, because I know the 20 for the SWAT, that's not everything you need.
No, they were actually asking for $50,000 out of SWAT. So. But we were more realistic with cutting it to 20 and hoping we'd get 5.
Well, that's what I'm
trying to do a line item.
We really are trying to
is what we're trying to do.
We're just trying to get a line item established.
Do they need the equipment? Absolutely, they need the equipment. Could we spend $50,000 on SWAT equipment tomorrow?
Items and the delta, we can make the delta on the current raises and salaries with our employees we have there.
And it'd be a little bit more manageable for your okay. All right. Then I'm gonna carry 155 as salary sup.
Or we use that money to buy 2 vehicles.
I just was stepping out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can put your vehicles out. Purchase some versus the lease on the other.
Yeah.
And then we could, the revenue piece, we could go back up here and put the 500 for the card. Because currently we have 500 coming in as revenue into the general fund, SB22. Mm-hmm. We were previously expensing those on vehicles.
Right.
Now we're going to lease purchase, so we're going to put 500 more into the revenue side of things.
That's what I said.
So therefore, carry down to our grand summary of the general fund will increase our revenue by $500,000 and therefore broaden the depth of our reserve.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's going to be
all right.
You
think that's the wise move?
Corey's looking to make this budget work within the taxing parameters set. Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. That was a good answer.
That's true.
That is. Yeah. That is $1 million swap, is what it is.
I was going to use one of my reasons. Could you be in your way?
No.
But I get it.
No, it's a $1 million swap. It's more like $500,000.
Yeah.
But it goes next year, carries. Purchase versus the
all right,
finance
of a vehicle. I'm comfortable that we've massaged this piece pretty darn good.
Out of the penny.
Maybe even 2.
Good.
So, okay, just to recap where we are so that everybody's clear on this when we go back and get all this stuff cleaned up, is we will end up putting a building in SWAT's own line item within the budget. You got 2 new positions at 120, 80 on the air cards SRE license, 20 for SWAT, 25 on tasers, 25 for jail radios, 75 for law enforcement supplies, and 155 for salary supplements throughout the sheriff's office department.
God, 75 law enforcement supplies,
yeah.
120 deputies, 80 SREs, 30 jail radios.
What 20? I just did 25.
25 jail radios.
Because they've got a 5,000 carryover. That's their normal equipment replacement. Right. So
25 jail radios. 25, for SWAT. That's one I didn't get.
20 for
40 for SWAT.
25 for tasers.
Ah, there it is. Okay.
Are you counting one of these two new vehicles for the two new deputies?
Yeah, it's going to help. Yeah.
Well, I understand that.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I'm working a deal on some.
Okay.
Because we're working coverage.
No, I got you.
Trying to work a deal.
Yeah.
Are y'all comfortable with those numbers?
Yes, sir. I think we're good, Judge.
Okay.
You get what you ultimately ended up asking for.
I want a double cheeseburger. If you give me a grilled cheese, I got to eat. That's the way I see it.
I got.
Gladly pay you Tuesday for a cheeseburger today.
In my 3 years, this has been one of the best organized, best negotiations. I appreciate you three guys. I know you've put a lot of hours into prepping and thinking this.
No, we appreciate
it. Yeah, I mean, really, out of my 3 years, this has been the best sheriff court interaction
absolutely
on the budget that we've had.
Appreciate it.
We didn't even yell one time.
We threw all that together Friday.
Yeah. I know how that goes.
Okay, I just from my standpoint, I don't see another significant item until you get to miscellaneous. If we reduced that, as we previously discussed, down to 100,000, I think that does give us some level of contingencies.
All right, Judge, sell it to me one more time. Because you're the one that's kind of requesting that be originally 200. So tell me why you think we need 100,000 of miscellaneous when last year. Now, I'll go back to the prior year. Remember, we reduced that quite a bit from the year before. And we asked that question. Why is there a miscellaneous category, miscellaneous?
Yes.
Of 200,000. It just, I'd have a hard time explaining that to a constituent if they look through this budget and said, 200,000 in miscellaneous. I don't know anybody has. And I'm not, when I was in private industry, if I put 200,000 on my budget for miscellaneous, I'd have been right over the coals as to you give me an itemized list of what you think that's going to go for.
And well, that really becomes the argument right there is, I mean, it doesn't, we could sit here, like we could begin the budget process starting tomorrow for the next 365 days, getting ready for FY27. And we will never annotate and put an exact cost to everything that we would include in a budget. I was supportive of reducing a lot of the miscellaneous, but there were some big pieces of miscellaneous that when we removed those, gave us no flexibility, no latitude. And I'm not saying that we, need a big chunk, but I do think that there are instances that occur and they may not occur every year. But I think there are instances where if we had some undesignated funds, miscellaneous, that the court had the opportunity to make a decision on how to expense those. I mean, because we're not talking about it's a 5,000 something over. It's like we were scrambling to figure out how to pay for air handlers, or going over budget in maintenance because of the air handlers. And I don't know if we talked, did we? Yeah, we talked to air handlers last last year.
Yeah.
But if you go the previous year, we were having the same issues with the air handlers. We just didn't highlight it. We just didn't make it a priority. And maybe they weren't as prevalent, but here was something that we thought, you know, we could kind of coax along, and then it just hit us in the face. And we were trying to be very creative in how we could afford to pay for a couple of them this year and then have them move, because we had no latitude within the budget. It wasn't there.
It's a matter of, and we're in open court, everything's transparent. But really, this is a insurance policy. This is a fund that we're putting some into. In other words, I just don't like the word. I think miscellaneous just really. But you did say, and I would almost. I mean, if I'm on board with 100,000, then I think, and this could be tedious, but I think any money that's spent out of that miscellaneous should come through the court. That way we all have a watch over that. Because it could be a 5,000 here, it could be a 10,000 there, it could be a 20,000 here, and we would never know until the end of the year we saw, oh, there was 80,000 spent out of that. What the heck was that for? The court might not agree what is deemed miscellaneous. I agree with you if you say it's something like, oh my gosh, we got a catastrophic event, we need $60,000 transfer out of miscellaneous, I'd be okay with that. But miscellaneous is just, that was even renamed to, it scares me. But I don't want to rename.
Well, I'm not going to split hairs over the descriptive columns. If Mr. Wood wants to change, propose a new word for it, that's fine.
But the
things are, and this is kind of where I go with it. Now he's still well within his budget, but you know, Commissioner Basham last year, and I'm not trying to pick on you, but just you know, we weren't looking at doing repairs to the outside of this annex over here. Yeah. That and it wasn't a huge expense because he was able, but that wasn't something that you know. We even discussed, considered. 2 years ago, we thought the domes were fine until we had a big rain event and then found out that, no, the domes aren't fine, and one of them was really, really not fine. And that wasn't something that we had programmed in. But he was able to, in covering that cost, we gave up something else somewhere along the lines in maintenance.
We still, well. How we're going to end up on the year? We still have a pretty big, budget left in there. We haven't spent what we got, and it sounds like almost everything we talked about has been maintenance. So why wouldn't we just put that money under maintenance? Unless you're telling me we have a lot more freedom to do a budget amendment under miscellaneous. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what.
At the end of the day,
advantage of having that much money in a miscellaneous pot.
At the end of the day. If you put it into a departmental budget, it belongs to that department. If we have it in a non-departmental item, we have the latitude to address any of the departments that have a shortfall.
Okay, good.
So, but there is miscellaneous, and I get a quote. For that dome, say I've used maintenance. The wood is really rocking it underneath that dome. We can make a budget amendment and adjust the dome with that if necessary.
Yes, in theory, we could.
But as it sits, that money could also be spent on other stuff.
That's true. Yes. He's worried about that though.
Okay. So without having, you know, run all these adjustments in there, I'm going to leave the 100,000 in there as it is right now. Okay. If it looks like we are on the cusp of needing some, I will, you know, just unilaterally, I will cut that back down. I'll take it out. I mean,
and again, I'll give an affirmative vote on that as long as the court approves every expense that comes out of that miscellaneous. I mean, right now, we're not talking about last year we had a $5,000 and we did $1,826.76, which I have no clue what that was used for. That's a small number. Talking about $100,000, a lot of room for discretionary spending that the court might not agree with. So if, as long as those expenses come through the court, we could even set a limit.
Well, I was going to say that I think if we're talking about, you know, a larger scale purchase, because again, there weren't any larger scale purchases right. that came out of miscellaneous because you only have $5,000.
Yeah. Well, $1,826.67.
And I'm
well,
and
projected.
I'm pretty confident.
$1,307.
That's not just one item out of that. But that being said, if you've got a larger amount, it would be in the intent that we're going to discuss whatever that project is, whatever that need is. It's not going to be a, heaven forbid, well, I'm not even going to say replace an elevator because you certainly can't replace it at that.
No, I've got a quote on that. It's $300,000 plus elevator.
That, which we might need to talk about here in just a little bit. Okay, so
push a button.
So we can keep moving forward. That will be one of the first items that I'll just, when we get that I'll pull it out of there. Okay. Everybody take a deep breath. Road and Bridge. When everybody jump at once.
We beat that.
The first one becomes lease agreement. For three pickups.
Yeah, I plugged in 175 expenditures.
Have you already got that in?
Yes.
In the, okay, I missed it.
The proceeds, capital lease.
Okay. So that one's already accounted for. And I know he's not here. He was here this morning.
I wish there was a way we could be working in this live so we could actually see what's happening. I know people back and come back. I'll tell you, I mean, a lot of times I look at that percentage of increase of 1 year over the next in a very large department, if I'm reading this correctly, like Road and Bridge, proposing a 1.6% increase year over year. I think that's a yeoman's job of managing expenses in a very challenging environment. I just don't know where else you're going to.
I don't see where, other than the leasing on the vehicle, that's the only thing.
It's already factored in. Right.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, there's.
Well, I guess what they're.
Unless we want a bunch of guys sitting out there drawing checks on their thumbs.
That
yes, total expenditures went up 1.6. That's there are other departments that would aspire to get there.
You'll see.
I'm equal opportunity. You'll find out. But
you know,
Right.
People might think I'm on their side for a minute, and then I, you know, I'll move on. Yeah. But it's true. You know, you look at the percentages.
But that you know, and I'm not trying to, you know, split hairs, but I mean, percentages don't always tell the whole story.
No,
because it comes back to dollars and the tax rate. And so even though it's 1.6, because of the size of his budget, you know, that is a $100,000 increase. And to get to that $100,000 increase, to limit it at that amount, you know, there was quite a bit of restructuring from last year's budget to get to this year's budget. And so really what, you know, I mean, if there's any modification to be made to his budget at all, that's going to, you know, have any real impact, it's road and bridge materials. Because that's actually an increase year over year. I'm not saying that it's not warranted, but
yeah, I just don't see it. Sometimes I sound like a broken record. Two areas that impact our constituents the most. And I'll cover it with just safety and road transportation. Those are the two areas that impact our constituents. Probably couldn't give a rat's whatever whether we have another Corps coordinator or whether we have any of that. There's only a few people that are impacted by that. I'm told what they really care about are those two categories. That includes also our fire department. But when we really just start leaning out those two departments and not maybe examining some of the others. And I get exactly what you said, Doug. I was in sales for 40-something years. I used to use percentages when it was at my advantage, and then I used real dollars when it worked my way. I mean, I just don't see anything road and bridge. Unless somebody can explain to me what the impact is going to be if and when we get our FEMA grant money. And if you told me that, you know, I guess when we get that reimbursement, if we get it in budget year 2026, that goes to road and bridge, correct? So that would make them extraordinarily flush. Was that fair?
Who said when they're
going to
need it?
Trust me, we went down that road last year. I'm not stating it as, oh, we can put it in. What I'm just saying that would make that department extraordinarily flush with tremendous amount of excess. But I don't think we can count on.
Where is?
Oh, no, I'm not. No.
No, none of us may be here when that money finally comes through.
Okay, I'm pretty confident. I know what the answer is, but just indulge me. So there aren't any areas that you want to look at on road and bridge?
Not at the moment. Not me.
I mean,
especially with that thing doing.
Okay. And I'm not trying to blow. I'm just, we still need to move along on some of these. Okay. All right. As I told you this morning, I didn't print out every fund because, I mean, most of them, really there's no change and there's no significant impact. I did what I did want to do is you got the interest and sinking fund that I printed out to show you what part of the tax rate and what amounts are going into that. And that's one that we're at the mercy of Mr. Carruthers. He says, this is what you put into it. And so that's what we put into it. Capital Improvement Fund. Okay, we did not program any tax rate going into the Capital Improvement Fund. It has a fund balance. So going back to some historical numbers of what we've previously used for new construction, broadband technology, building renovation, capital purchase, and office furniture and equipment. Those are the numbers that are reflected there.
Do you have one other thing on the staffers of that stuff? Okay. And that is, we haven't talked about what we're going to do
another year in expense this year.
And where the tax office is.
Yeah.
Well, so we haven't, but can we do that for $150,000?
I told you that those air handlers might go over and talked over it. Well,
currently, these numbers are running with those air handlers being installed this fiscal year, even with the fund balance, you know, taking it out of the fund balance. So
they would, but they would still, either way, they would get charged to FY25, correct?
Depends on when they start. I mean,
well, no, they're going to be charged to FY. Well,
depends on where it falls. We haven't even started the project. FY25 is coming pretty close to a close. You said it's 60 days.
They said 45 to 60 days.
And that's after they get started. And they haven't gotten started yet. So,
or likely it's going to be 26.
Right. So we probably need to bump those building renovation numbers up. I haven't visited with Mr. Carruthers. This is including him taking care of the remainder of his projects in this fiscal year. Not sure if he's going to do that or not. But then we'd have to increase our building renovation numbers to reflect those two projects. But that would also then raise our fund balance of the beginning of the year, because those projects haven't been, the money hasn't been drawn down. I just think if these projects are not going to take place, we need to build those expenses in so we have those expenses. Yeah. We need to put that on later.
Okay. All right. So what was the projected cost on the air handlers?
Right now, it's 300.
Well, we have 330,000.
Okay, so 330 out of the fund balance is questionable. It'll either be expensed this year, and it won't carry over, and that's what we're reflecting right here. Or we're not going to have it expensed. The fund balance will go up, and we build that 330. So what we really need to do is build the 330 back in to this.
Yes, and 330 expense, and then the 330 on the fund balance side.
And okay.
So, and then I need to visit Mr. Carruthers and see what his anticipations are on completing this project.
Okay.
And we've always contributed a penny, pretty much, correct, to the capital improvement. Nobody says it has to be a penny. Right? Be a quarter of a penny. And just keep some, be a half a penny. Do what?
I said it could be zero. Right now there's no
right. Right. It could be zero is what it is. Right. We're not replenishing at all. So next year we will have a zero fund balance, probably carryover or close to.
Right now, it's projected at 129,204.
Right. So you'll put that 330 and all what that's going to impact it.
No, it's a wash.
Okay. So we carry over a 129. I know we're not going to finalize it, guys, but I think everybody needs to be thinking about, do we want to? That's kind of like in your own personal life, right? Not putting any money back. We're talking about putting 100,000. I keep going back to it. Yeah, we're talking about putting a brand new 100,000 into a miscellaneous fund, but zero into a capital improvement fund. That just doesn't make sense to me. Doesn't make common sense to me.
But the money is already there.
But it won't be. We'll spend it.
Well, we don't have to spend it. I mean, that's what we budgeted as expenditures, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to spend that. I mean,
well, yeah, the broadband, you know, technology, I immediately went, okay, well, there's a budget amendment. We can move that over to the IT fund and hire an IT manager of that money.
Or pay to get the server moved over here. And then we're not paying a storage fee for the server in Waco.
Yeah, I think Brandon said that was going to be $500,000.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
I got it figured out. Records management fund.
Recording stuff.
All right, so we're not doing this, you know, 12 different times. Do you think something needs to go into the capital improvement fund?
I do.
Give me a number to put in there.
I said a half a penny would roughly be what, 220,000 back in. I mean, that's, you know, just kind of spitting at it, but
well, it goes back to, I mean, what are we going to spend it on?
I think these categories.
Well, I can tell you, there's not enough in maintenance right now to fix the domes, all the roofs, and all the problems that this county has with the maintenance of buildings. And that I look at it as that's a capital improvement. I mean, it depends on, I guess, how you think about it. But, you know, if this roof fails, then this building is gone.
Yep. No, I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? But, so just I would schedule it for roofs and domes and things of that nature. We have enough money that, or we have enough issues with all this other, but we also have this build out that we've got to do something in this vacant spot down here. Because if juvenile ever moves over, right now they're gonna be sitting in the lap of the DA. Because they had to sit somewhere. They're not anywhere. I'm not trying to be facetious or nothing, but I'm just being realistic. We have to do something. And we can't do it with enough, you know.
No, I agree.
That's my thought.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is where I'm not trying to split hairs, but let's talk apples and apples. So we have a generally identified project that we don't have a dollar amount of. Okay. And so we're programming funds in, and Commissioner, I'm not trying to, but in my mind, this also kind of goes into that insurance thing too. We're hedging, you know, maintenance on roofs. That's probably a better one. I agree with you. This county hadn't invested in building maintenance in a long time. And I can go back and show you what the number was back in 2016, 17. $1 million in deferred maintenance is what they said at that point. RBDG people. So with that, kind of what I'm getting at is this, is if we've got a task and a purpose for it, you know, I'll do my darndest to get that funding put in there. But if we're just kind of generally saying, oh, we just need to have this pot of money available, well, then that's just, I mean, that's no different than a miscellaneous.
I think you can do $500,000 on capital improvement and include roofs and build out and a dome.
So you want to build in
elevator, it'd be $800,000. Put a dumb waiter in there.
Yeah. I said VersaLift. They're based in Fuego.
That's true. Didn't think about that.
You already got the shaft. yeah, and of course the other million-dollar question is, sell of the letter load, then if we sell all that, then the maintenance building, we would also have to put in a new maintenance building, which is also $100,000. Now, and like you said, we can't prognosticate that because we don't know if it's going to sell.
I would include that elevator in the capital improvement.
Oh, it's definitely a capital improvement.
It was the first time somebody can't get upstairs in a wheelchair.
£300 is cheap.
I mean, you know, when we talk about this is really kind of funny. I love this. We're actually defining two different categories, and we throw so much under building maintenance when many times it is a capital improvement. Not maintenance. To me, maintenance is repairing an electrical outlet, putting in a new light thing, plumbing, repairing.
I would like to be over capital improvement.
I think we co-mingle those two. I was going to say many times. But probably the true maintenance budget is a lot less if you took out the capital improvement portions of those that should be classified capital improvement.
All right, what's the number one that you want to put in here?
Okay, so we got it.
With the unknowns, I'd say the elevator will be the first. Because we don't know what's going to happen. I mean.
They're fixing. They got the parts. They found the parts to fix it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That was a motherboard.
We had to do an upgrade, but it upgraded like our contract and everything. We'll bring around $1,700 to get it back going, and so we ended. I have no idea about the dome. I know the one that we did was like 49 something. We said we had to go up for an RFP, but he told me the other day because he had to come back and fix it twice. He said it'd be here the next time. He was pretty upset. It's not my problem. He didn't do it right. So he said it'd be around, like you said, around 79 to 80,000. The president next. But I'll have to do somebody else look at it too, because they said they can address it. So I have got to go back.
And then it would be the two roofs here and go, just, you know.
The two roofs and go will be addressed this year. In fact, they started on the.
Needs to be on capital just in case. My opinion.
What was your estimate on this building?
The worst case scenario was 2.9. That's when taking the asphalt roof off the grill, and I've got the quote in there. When you take that off, it cuts it down. But my thoughts were, you just take off I wouldn't just take that off and slap back over the asphalt.
There's
like a TPO
in the roofing business.
It's, ballpark
150, 160. Okay.
I would discourage us from doing what they would call an overlay. Man, you're just overlaying, putting something, you're putting something over the top of something that's not any good. I mean, I don't know.
But the two.
On this one?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to take that tar roof off. You talk about it'd be probably 600,000-700,000.
No, that's what he's talking about.
Oh, to do this, the court, I've got to take that off 280,000.
And put a roof on?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I'll get with you later. Yeah. That's crazy that they would say that. How many square feet is this building? Got to be close to 10.
11,000. There's going to be the land in the grass. And home is all.
What number are we going to?
But guys, I did Matthew Mike Jay, he was up there and he did find some places that he could patch that. I mean, I really think, yeah, of course, you know, we'll have a crystal ball, but I don't, that roof, this roof's going to be fine for another year.
But if we don't, that's fine. But if we don't plan for it this year, next year we'll be in the same boat. And so instead of a penny, we're looking at two pennies because we're going to have to think, you guys, maintenance and capital expenditures, you got to stay ahead of it, or we'll keep getting so far behind.
Okay, I've captured some ideas. Okay, I'm going to do my best to kind of prioritize and work with what we've got.
I know it costs money, like you said, to keep them up, but I mean, how do I work with this? I want to be as frugal as we can, and I know, keep it up. I mean, I'm doing that, but also at the same time, I want to less than burden our taxpayers too as well. And we're addressing some roofs, and I'll be interested in what you come up with, Judy.
Pay me now or pay me later.
Okay. All right. Next one. Firefighter Fund 72. Right at the penny and a half rate, we are increasing that contribution by about about 25,000. And then we're also contributing out of the general fund 45,000 to pay for software. Now, don't look at the individual numbers that you see down there, because we have not gotten from the fire departments the breakdown. So you'll see all the numbers are the same except for Copper's Cove. And that was adjusted to make the credit side add up, debit side, debit column. I'll take credit for that mistake. No. I'm not going to. I refuse to. Okay. And then the last one is the summary sheet. And without having made any of the corrections, the adjustments, it'd be a reserve balance of 12.26%.
So when you were saying in a perfect world, you wanted it, you know, 25 in a utopia, 20 being you're comfortable, 17. And I was confused. So that number that we're looking to get to 17? Or is it the fund? 10
The fund 10 number is our M&O. That's, you know, there are some salaries that are paid out of this. Some of the fee funds, fund 20 on back. There are some salaries that are paid out of that. There's a couple of contract fees that are paid out of that. But most of what you see in the fee funds are purchases or fixed payments that are on a regular schedule or something that is...
they're dedicated funds. They have constraints on what you can use that money.
Well, so what I get at is most of that funding is already there. We don't put a lot of tax dollars, those are fees that are collected that fund those. So I'm not as concerned about what that reserve is overall, because at the end of the day, we can't spend it.
So if we make changes to the fund 10, it does not change really this number. Is this number is independent of fund 10?
It is not. Fund 10 is included in this. So
go back to which one are we chasing? When I'm looking at this, I should know the answer to this.
So the 25% is, so most of your revenues collected in the January timeframe when taxes come due. That 25% is your carry,
right?
Carries you from September
to
or October to December, which is a quarter.
Yeah.
So it's your operation money.
I think he's trying to.
Okay, this is the best way I can tell you. The 25% that you're chasing, or the 17.5, or whichever that threshold you want to put, to me, that's on Fund 10. Fund 10 is incorporated in the overall reserve balance, but these special funds, I mean, they carry a balance forward, and they are based off of fees of office, most of them, in a lot of instances. But you'll... as an example, the firefighter fund. Okay. We're going to transfer money in to that based off of the tax revenues that are garnered. Those revenues aren't going to be garnered until January. When do we make our first payment to them? In January.
Okay. Well, I just was trying to get which one which one we're chasing.
The one to chase is Fund 10.
Okay.
And then, you know, keep an eye on the overall, but it can skew you, or not you, but I mean, it can skew anyone, because during the COVID ARPA thing, and we had this big influx, you know, they sent us two big checks, and we didn't have it all allocated for, you know, every budget year. So if you looked back 2021-2022 time frame, you'll see that the overall reserve, it was pushing like 33-34%.
Right.
But our Fund 10 was 22-ish.
Okay. All right.
There can be huge variations there.
Yeah.
But my belief has always been that Fund 10, M&O, is that's the cornerstone of your salaries, your utility bills, those expendables that are going to happen before we have an influx of funds from property taxes. Okay.
I have a few questions, if you don't mind.
Please, go ahead.
Are we funding the new position of court coordinator from the county court of law?
Yes.
Yes for me.
I don't see why. You got a court reporter that's coming in, starting out that they have more than two districts, and the district courts have that reporter in there almost every single time. I've never been in a district court that did not have a court reporter in it. And this thing has morphed from maybe the last 8 or 9 meters from one person that did it all to now 2 to 3 to, I mean, it's I don't see it.
I'm still up in the air about it myself. I just don't know it. I mean, we've already committed to $100,000 salary without even passing a budget. I'm just posing some questions for you guys to think about. 52nd Court, you know, $24,000 raise for the court reporting position.
Well, there's a reason why, is because the other one started it, right?
$100,000,
right? It's been here for 17 years.
Yeah.
Passed it.
CPS Court, that's a big increase. Are we good with that? There's court appointed attorneys for non custodial. Oh, that was a wash. We went from court appointed to parent. Let's talk those. I still think, Judge, that one of the biggest, not only dollar, but percentage increases was in that indigent defense pretrial services, and we have not vetted that one, you know, full contingencies up $145,000 increase.
I don't know how to state it other than what I have already stated, that there is a capital murder trial case that has been initiated. I have talked with Judge Farrell about these numbers and what the costs are, and it very well could be that we are under budgeted. I'm going to paraphrase the last conversation that I had with him, and I said, under, you know, if we keep that at 180, his response to me is, I can make that work. I'm not going to question what make that work is, but he said, yes, he can make that work.
I get this, like any of us, I don't think going after any particular. It's just like when I see, you know, a department have a 23.8% increase year over year. I mean, I've got to ask questions. I mean, we've certainly beat, you know, the jail and the sheriff up tremendously. We beat Road and Bridge up tremendously over that type of increase. And we've just kind of said, okay, that's what it is.
Well, and
there hasn't been any bloodletting at all in that category. And those other departments would tell you, but yes, but this is all needed too. We have to have this. You know, I mean, this is very important to us. We're going to have all this, but we have beat them up dramatically. Why wouldn't we? And in this case, 23.6% is a significant dollar.
Yes, it is.
Over 200.
And, you know, if you look at what those increases are, court-appointed attorneys, that is an indicator that they are moving more cases
yes.
through the system, okay? The more cases they move through the system means more bed spaces that we open up within jail facilities, which is then a reduction in that. So there's a correlation there. And again,
well, prior years expenditures certainly weigh that out. I mean, absolutely. We budgeted 240. They're on a run rate of 234 and 267. So, you know, that makes a lot of sense to me. That one contingency, and I just, maybe I'll go talk to Dusty again, because, you know, he told me, or he told us here that file will probably run over into 26. Or,
exactly.
Yeah, actually, yeah. All right, I mean, I'm just, we addressed the payload. Well, those are really the only few areas that I just don't think we haven't really talked about that much. Let's see what's gonna, when will we have a, don't we have a workshop on Friday?
I've got to have the proposed budget filed.
Right.
But I will send you out this before we file that proposed budget. So you will have it before it's ever seen by anybody else.
I think we're closer than we were last year. That's good.
Okay. Round the horn, last set of alibis. Commissioner Basham, I'm asking, any major concerns with what we talked about today and some of the, you know, proposed solutions that we've come up with?
Main thing that I want to tell my people, of course, the main thing that I, that we need to address is that no. Okay. And I have no idea what that comes from.
Okay.
I mean, I just, you know, yeah, I just, it's causing more damage to the courthouse. Now I'm going to need to address the issue. I know the little courthouse not to put in the best some takes for time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but my opinion, and I mean, this is a rough estimate. I must say, worst case scenario on that note, $90,000.
Okay.
Worst case.
Okay.
I don't know if you eat my words saying I'll really mess it up, but I mean, I don't see how we can go with the $49,000 to
$90,000. Your concern is noted. Commissioner Weddle?
I've already made them. The county court of law new position, the 52nd salary increase, the 440 salary increase, the indigent defense contingencies, a few other little categories in there, and capital improvement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very much time.
Right. Okay. I appreciate y'all's time today, and I appreciate the good discussion. I don't remember whether it was Commissioner Weddle or Commissioner Madden. They both might have said this has been probably the most effective communication that we've had with the sheriff's office and the jail in trying to get to a budget that, you know, meets needs and balances some other areas we're trying to address within the budget. So I thank you both, and I hope that as you walk out of here today, you don't feel like you got cut in the throat. Few slashes on the arms, and I appreciate y'all taking those few slashes, but I hope you don't feel like that we've cut your throat.
It's not personal. We all have our checkbook that we have to balance. Personally, the county has theirs too. Ultimately, they elect y'all, and your elected officials hire us to be the stewards of the county's money. That's the problem.
I don't.
Fair enough.
Best that we can do.
Okay. Mr. Wood, I sometimes fail to recognize you. Fair enough.
But we want to.
I would tell you, Mr. Wood is an amazing gentleman. I agree. Every time that I have asked for anything, Johnny on the spot. Yes, sir. We'll get it done for you, sir.
Now, I'm just ready for this to be over. He's going to be gone for 2 months.
I would blame him.
Okay.
Put in more hours than the rest of us.
That concludes the business of the court today. We stand adjourned. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Are you gentlemen come back in any of the other areas?